This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Javier Yanez. Date of birth, June the 13th, 1973. Case ID number is 549-3829. Date of exam, June the 13th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes. Medical records from Dr. Dionisio B. Calvo III, MD, dated 6/20/2022. Identifying information. This is a 50-year-old common law married male with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of left eye blindness with decreased vision of the right eye, secondary to retinal vascular occlusion, comma, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, and gastroesophageal reflux disease. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2021, where he worked at a meat market for 2 years. He states that he also did landscaping for 13 years. During the time that he worked at the meat market, he worked part-time, 5 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. And he also worked part-time as a landscaper. At the present time, he lives in a house with his family and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, left eye blindness with decreased vision of the right eye secondary to retinal vascular occlusion. Number two, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. Number three, hypercholesterolemia. Number four, osteoarthritis, and number five, gastroesophageal reflux disease. History of allegations. Number one, left eye blindness with decreased vision of the right eye and retinal vascular occlusion. The claimant states that in 2020, he started to develop poor vision in both eyes. He states he's been diagnosed with glaucoma, comma, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, and hypertension. He denies any trauma or any kind of infectious diseases. The claimant has problems with both eyes and does wear glasses, but states that he stopped wearing them because they don't work anymore. His night vision as well as his peripheral vision is poor, and he does have strabismus of the left eye. The claimant is left eye blind and has decreased right eye vision secondary to retinal artery occlusion. He has also been diagnosed with vitreous hemorrhage and bilateral senile cataract formation. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/40, pinhole is 20/40, OS uncorrected is 20/blind, pinhole is 20/blind, binocular uncorrected is 20/40. These Snellen vision readings are consistent with the ones that the ophthalmologist obtained. Allegation number two, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 1998, he was diagnosed with insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with neuropathy. He states his symptoms include polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, blurred vision, comma, and a weight loss of 60 pounds. The claimant does have in-organ damage of bilateral retinopathy, comma, severe diabetic polyneuropathy, comma, of the hands and feet, but no nephropathy or cardiovascular disease. He does not check his blood glucose at all. and states that when it is checked, it's always between 400 to 500 milligrams/dL. He does not know what his last hemoglobin A1C was and states that he has not been on medication for a couple of years now. The claimant was on insulin. He does not recall what he was taking. He is presently not being treated and appears to be very poorly controlled at this time. Allegation number 3, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2010, he was diagnosed with a cholesterol level of over 6,000. He denies any cardiovascular accidents or myocardial infarctions. He was placed on two medications, rosuvastatin and atorvastatin. He does not recall the doses. He is no longer taking those medications secondary to lack of funds. His condition is more likely than not very poorly controlled. Number 4, osteoarthritis/diabetic polyneuropathy. The claimant states that in 2018, he started to have severe pain in his hands and feet, and he noticed atrophy in both of his hands and in his feet area. No x-rays were performed. He denies any fracture, surgery, or injections given for his condition. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 20 minutes, climb one flight of stairs with the rail, but not being able to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, and lift about a pound above his head. He is unable to use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, or button his clothes. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time and is not seeing a physician. He's on no medications for pain and does minimal physical activity at this time. He was diagnosed with osteoarthritis, but more likely than not, he has diabetic polyneuropathy, and he does have atrophy of his hands and feet. Allegation number 5, gastroesophageal reflux disease / gastroparesis. The claimant states that in 2020, he had difficulty in his food going through his stomach. He started to have severe gastritis and states that the food would not go down and he would often vomit up acid. The character of the pain was a heartburn pain located in the epigastric area, which would radiate up to his throat. He said he would have it 24 hours a day, and it was every day. The associated symptoms include nausea, vomiting, diarrhea times 4, melena, and weakness. He denies any constipation or hematemesis. He has lost approximately 20 pounds in the past year. He is food intolerant to fruit and milk. He was diagnosed with gastroesophageal reflux disease, which did not respond to Nexium, and more likely than not, he has diabetic gastroparesis secondary to uncontrolled diabetes mellitus. Family history. Both of his parents had diabetes mellitus. He does not know about their other history. Medications, he was on vitamin B12, 1,000 micrograms QD. He is no longer taking any medications at this time. Medical problems, hypertension, gastroparesis, gastroesophageal reflux disease, left eye blindness with decrease in right eye vision, secondary to diabetic retinopathy, history of fatty liver, comma, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, osteoarthritis, dump, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, major surgery, cholecystectomy in 2013, social history, tobacco, the claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per month for 25 years, alcohol, he denies any history of alcohol abuse, the claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder, substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, any IV drug abuse, communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 177 pounds, height 5 feet 6 and a half inches tall, BP 128 over 85 mmHg, heart rate 108 beats per minute, respiration 17 respirations per minute, BMI 28. This is a 50-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderis was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly abnormal. The claimant does have left-sided strabismus and has exotropia. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, other lesions were noted. The claimant does not have any teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were not equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were not intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal, especially for the left side, where the claimant is completely blind. Confrontational visual fields were also grossly abnormal, especially for the left side. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/blindness. Pinhole is 20/blindness. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. Could you please drop down to extremities? No clubbing or cyanosis was noted on either one of the lower extremities. No ulcers or veins were noted, as well as no pitting edema. Calves were non-tender. The Holman sign was negative. The claimant does have atrophy of his hands and his feet and has difficulty moving his hands. Could you drop down to skin? There were some diabetic lesions noted on the lower part of his legs, and the claimant did have multiple tattoos. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. He had clear thought processes and his memory was normal. Concentration was good and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact, except for the cranial nerves of the left eye, where the claimant has difficulty in moving his eyes, secondary to weakness of the muscles. Cerebellar. The claimant's gait was slow, steady, and symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the lumbar sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of his hands. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the lower extremities. However, the claimant does appear to have decreased range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremities, especially in the hand area. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was normal, and in the supine position, it was 40 degrees on the right side and 60 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength at both knees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on 1 foot bilaterally and was able to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires no assisted device at this time. Neurological exam. Grip strength was +4/5, and after free was noted on both hands, which appeared to be moderate to severe. The claimant had difficulty in making a full closed fist, in pinching and opposing fingers. The cranial nerves 2 through 12 were not intact, and secondary to the claimant having problems with extraocular movements on the left side. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were 1+. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is evidence of muscle wasting and muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +4/5 for the upper extremities and +5/5 for the lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal bilaterally. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, secondary to diabetic polyneuropathy, especially of the hands and feet. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally, and the claimant is unable to make a full closed fist, pinch, and oppose fingers. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant shows evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant does have limitations in his visual field on the left side and in his visual acuity secondary to left eye blindness. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to uncontrolled diabetes with diabetic polyneuropathy, diabetic gastroparesis, and left eye blindness. Probable diagnoses, number one, left eye blindness with decreased vision of the right eye, secondary to retinal vascular occlusion and diabetic retinopathy, confirmed with physical examination. However, the claimant's binocular vision is 20/40. Allegation number two, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, not being treated at this time, poorly controlled with blood glucose levels between 400 to 500 mg/dL, not confirmed with medical records. The claimant states that he has not taken his insulin for a couple of years, secondary to lack of funds. He does appear to have secondary conditions of diabetic retinopathy and diabetic polyneuropathy from lack of treatment. His condition is not stable at this time. Number three, hypercholesterolemia, dash, not being treated at this time, has had levels up to 6,000. He was placed on two medications, atorvastatin, 80 milligrams QD, and rosuvastatin, 10 milligrams QD. We are not too sure on the doses of those medications. He is not being treated at this time. Number four, osteoarthritis, not confirmed with physical examination or medical records, appears to be more diabetic polyneuropathy of both hands and feet. Number five, gastroesophageal reflux disease, which did not respond to Nexium. His condition appears to be more diabetic gastroparesis from poorly controlled diabetes mellitus. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Javier Yanez.